Hello and welcome to Unwrap with J-Rap. My name is J-Rap, the host of the show, and currently the only person on the show, which I hope in the future will change. This is my first podcast. However, I am familiar with the podcasts, how they work, and I subscribe to a few as well. Two of the major ones that I listen to are Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. I can't get enough of that. It's awesome. The guy really tells a story the way that person's hearing it wants to hear it. And I also listen to the fantasy footballers, especially during the football season. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm in my mid to late 30s. I'm married to a Japanese woman, and we have two daughters, one of which is only a few weeks old. I am a free and critical thinker, with an open mind. I'm a very open-minded person, and I have a passion for helping people. I retired from the Marine Corps about 2 years ago, and I have a very unique perspective on things that many people, even in the military, have not experienced. I have been in a multitude of countries, many of which are economically challenged and culturally very different from our modern society. Some of the things I have seen and been a part of are things that many who have no experience with the military may never think that the military plays active roles in, but would think, maybe like the Peace Corps or some other organization like that would definitely play a role in. For example, I was in the Philippines once, and my active role there was to make sure that pallets of food, water, medical supplies, and clothing were properly stacked on Air Force pallets and loaded on the Air Corps aircraft so that they could be transported to Marines and other military members to then feed, hydrate, clothe, and aid the people in the village of Leyte, where there was a mudslide due to an earthquake that killed 1,126 people in that village. Which is quite a bit. I mean, they only had a population of about 24,000 at the time, so that's a good chunk of their people that had just died. They're gone forever, and that little village was very small. The Marines that were down there and other military members, but I speak on behalf of the Marines that I know are there, who I talked to specifically. They were in like waist-high mud, digging through, looking for bodies of people that have been killed. There's family members that are crying. They don't know if their family member's dead or if they're buried or if they're ever going to see him again. It was terrible. And so for us to be able to go there and make sure that the people who did survive were fed, people who might have mud in their lungs or dirt dust in their lungs from all this happening, or maybe were crushed by something, that they had medical aid. The dentists, we had dentists down there doing dental care because they have very, very poor dental health. It's just amazing to see some of these things. This was only one of the many humanitarian aid operations I was conducted in or involved in. And for those of you who might think that the military is full of a bunch of uneducated, warmongering baby killers, I'm proof that this is a common misunderstanding and that these men and women of our military are not just going over there fighting wars and battles. And in fact, we do far more in times of peace than we do in times of war. It's just not well represented by the media. So enough about that. I want to outline my goals for this podcast a little because this is my intro. As I said before, I have a passion for helping people, and helping people is something that goes full circle. You help someone, then they help someone, and someone somehow, some way, helps out someone else, and then in the end, that person or someone helps you out, and then the cycle continues. My hope in this helping is to at least educate someone who hasn't had an experience like I have, some of the unique experiences that I have had, and to share my experiences. Some of my experiences are funny, some are tragic, some are heartwarming, and some are sick and disgusting in the darkest of ways, some ways that only other military members would even understand or see and maybe even laugh at that shouldn't be laughed at, but outside the military anyway. But nonetheless, those are experiences that I had, or I witnessed, or I was directly a part of, or sometimes even just an observer of. I wasn't sure where to start my first episode topic-wise after this intro because I have so many topics that I want to cover and so many more experiences in those topics that I hope to make relatable to those who hear this. I have decided I will talk a little bit about the beginning of being a Marine, the beginnings of a Marine. For those of you that are Marines, you might want to listen anyway, even though it's something. My sound cut out there for a second. I'm sorry. Even for those who have been in the Marine Corps, They understand this because they've seen this, and you know, they might have familiar stories, but my experience in boot camp was still going to be different than those. And I would like to share how I was shaped by, you know, a lot of the influence over me. Then I plan to transition to how life in and out of the Corps was and how I adapted to that new way of life, as we call it, the Marine Corps way, if you will. I will talk about specific things that happened to me, members of my unit, and even people I didn't know by name, but their faces are forever shaped in my mind. To clear the record, I've not killed anyone, even when I was fired at and fired upon, though that wasn't particularly my choice in the matter, but I have killed no one nonetheless. I have seen people die, and I have seen many dead bodies, but I was never the cause of any of it, nor were the members of my unit around it, either. If any of this that I've spoken about in my introduction sounds interesting, please listen to my upcoming podcast, and if I can figure out how to add links properly, I will have a way for you to see them on my website as well. My website is www.unwrapwithjrap.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope to hear from some of you as well. And again, I apologize for the interruption of my mic. I'm still trying to figure out how this works. Thank you.